Today, August the 13th, is Qixi Festival. According to a Chinese folk love story, the Qixi Festival is the day when Niu Lang, a cowherd, and the Ji Nu, a beautiful weaver girl, meet annually. But in a modern society, celebrating the Qixi Festival may just mean spending some money. Retailers and shop owners have been ready for the days, stocking up on flowers and offering tempting discounts on chocolate bars, shoes, jewelry, and other romantic gifts.On Taobao.com, China's biggest online retail site, more than 550,000 results return from a search of Qixi gift. Also, to attract more visitors, the Beijing Garden Expo Park will distribute 50,000 roses to lovers who choose to visit the park tonight. Many young people say they accept Qixi as just another excuse to spend money and are not particularly concerned about the counter meaning of the festival.
It's nothing special. The festival is commercialized. Just some businessmen want to make more money.
Another interviewee says that the Western Saint Valentine's Day is more meaningful.
Many movies give me the impression that the Lover's Day in the West is more romantic.
The 2,000-year-old Qixi Festival originated from a folk tale that a fairy called Ji Nu married a model called Niu Lang. Shortly after, the goddess of heaven, who opposed their marriage, sent the couple to heaven as two stars, separating them by the vast Milky Way. According to the story, magpies feel sympathy for the lovers, and so they fly up to the heaven every year to form a bridge. It is across this bridge that the lovers can reunite for a single night. Couples who are separated by work or study celebrate their love on the date of the lovers' annual reunion.Qixi was listed as an intangible cultural heritage by China State Council in 2006. Xiao Feng, professor of Folklore Research Institute of Beijing Normal University, says Qixi is not just spending money on expensive gifts.
Qixi is not Lover's Day. In the past, Qixi was an occasion to show someone your skill, like sewing and making clothes. Nowadays, these skills are not in common usage, but you can make a personalized gift.
Meanwhile, many who oppose a commercialized Qixi also confess a paradox. Without commercial interest, the festival may well be forgotten and become a mere relic of the past. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.